is a nickel and a nail.
Sometimes you speak to someone who is just the embodiment of joy. Don Bryant is a songwriter and musician. He's a landmark on the strip of roadway between Memphis and Nashville, and if you drive too fast, you might miss him. He's the smiling billboard on Music Highway. Back in the early 1970s, singer-songwriter Don Bryant was churning out hits for High Records, the label of veteran producer Willie Mitchell. Bryant wrote for the likes of Al Green and Otis Clay, and in 1974, Bryant married soul singer Ann Peebles, and the two collaborated to write one of her biggest hits, I Can't Stand the Rain. Now at the age of 75, Bryant is releasing just the second record of his career. The last one came out in 1969. Don't Give Up on Love is out today. But Bryant doesn't think much about dates on a calendar. For him, it's all just one more refrain in a lifelong song.
I just felt that this was going to be me. This music is going to be me. My father was a singer. He was a gospel singer. He had a gospel group, and I guess I inherited it from him. Blues and whatever just grabbed me.
Do you remember the first time you sang Don't Turn Your Back on Me?
Don't turn your back on me. Don't turn your back on me. Now that I need you to stand by me.
Not necessarily the first time, but I thought when I wrote the song, I thought I had such. I would write them, and Willie wouldn't really have to come to me, because as I wrote the songs, I would bring them and present them to him.
You know that deep down in your heart that I am doing the best I can, darling.
He would, most of the time, if somebody needed a song, he would have two or three of my songs already there at the studio that he could present if I wasn't there.
I see. Well, let's take a look at this album here. There's a song called How Do I Get There?
They tell me that the blind will see. And you tell me that the lame won't.
What's How Do I Get There?
How Do I Get There was, hadn't been singing, on the road or anything. I had got involved with the church and what have you, and I was singing with the choir or what have you in the church.
Somebody help me, please.
How do I get there?
Tell me, how do I get there?
How do I get there?
Hey, hey, hey.
And questions. about the Word of God is always common. Somebody want to ask some kind of question. These things that I think about, some people might want to know, you know, and you got a lot of people telling them a lot of different things, you know. So asking how do I get there, I mean, that was a situation that came up in my mind. Somebody would be asking that question, and how would you answer them if they asked you that question? And I'm sure everybody had their own opinion of how they would answer.
Don, tell me how you got connected with Ann Peebles, that you weren't just the backup singer.
Well, when Ann came in, you know, and became the main attraction, it was not hard for me to move aside for the main artist of the studio at the time. You know, I just wanted to be a part of what's going on, whether it was writing or whether she needed background voice or what have you.
But didn't you have to do a little solo to ask her to marry you?
Well, that took some time. That took some time. And we started working together. We started writing together. You know, I started traveling with the band, opening up the shows and different things. And once you get into writing things, the two of you there sitting up trying to come up with lines and different things, you tell a lot about yourself, you know. And we began to talk, and then found out we had a lot of things in common. We both had large families and different things, you know. We had a lot of things in common. And as time went on, you know, it got closer. We just got closer and closer. And I thought everything was going so beautiful. at the time. So, you know, I asked her if she would marry me, you know. Why can't we get married, you know? And she had no objections at the time. So, you know, it didn't just happen right away, you know, but we knew what the next step was going to be because we had talked about it, and we both agreed on it, you know. So
I just learned you wrote I Can't Stand the Rain. I love that song.
Yes, uh-huh, yes.
Oh, yes. Man, you and Ann Peebles, right?
Yes, uh-huh. That song came along quite by accident.
Hey, window pane, do you remember how sweet it used to be?
We were going out to a show one night. We were all gathered at my house, and the storm just broke out. And we knew that we wouldn't go be able to leave and go to that show. And somebody, I don't know if it was me or Ann, somebody said, I can't stand this rain.
Just one sound that I just can't stand. I can't stand the rain.
When we heard a line or something that kind of pricked us, we were ready to get to writing on it. And I heard that line and I said,
uh-oh.
That's a good title for a song.
Well, Don, I have to say, you are the most optimistic person in the music business I have ever spoken to.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you. I've got to be optimistic, you know, because I still feel, hey, there's something ahead for me, and I still love the music now as much as I loved it then. I thank God for the voice, to still have a voice, to be able to do it, and, you know, I enjoy myself.
Latest album is Don't Give Up on Love, and Nobody Should Give Up on Don Bryant.
All right. Thank you so much. Hey.